My message, Yeshua's final teachings regarding the Holy Spirit. If you knew that you had less than 24 hours to live, what would you do? Well, if I knew that I had less than 24 hours to live, I would try to speak to the most important people in my life and give them my final thoughts and final instructions. Yeshua was in that situation. He knew he was about to die. He knew he was eating his last meal. During that Passover Seder, he gave his disciples his final teachings. That means that those teachings are of special importance, particular importance. We should really pay attention to those teachings. Here are some of those teachings focusing on the Holy Spirit, recorded for us in John chapters 14, 15, and 16. Now, I don't want you to look at your Bible. I know that's a strange thing for a preacher, teacher, rabbi to say. Don't look at your Bible. I just want you to listen, because I'm going to be quoting from various parts of those chapters, and by the time you find where I'm at, we're going to be like beyond it, okay? So just let's practice the art of good listening, all right? This is from John chapters 14, 15, and 16. Yeshua's last meal, his last supper, his last Passover Seder. He's speaking really important things to his disciples. He said, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth. I will ask the Father. He will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth. Advocate means someone who comes alongside to help. In some translations, advocate is translated as helper. I will give you another helper. The advocate is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God the Father and God the Son. The advocate is a person. The Father and the Son share the same Holy Spirit. He's the Spirit of both God the Father and God the Son. The Father and the Son work together to give the followers of Yeshua the Holy Spirit. I will ask the Father, this is Yeshua speaking, I will ask the Father, he will give you another advocate. The Son asks the Father to give the Spirit, and the Father listens to the prayer of the Son and gives the Holy Spirit to the followers of Yeshua. I will ask the Father, he will give you another advocate. The Holy Spirit is an advocate for us. Just as Yeshua was an advocate for his disciples while he was with them, the Father will give you another advocate like Yeshua. The Spirit of Yeshua helps us just like Yeshua helped his disciples while he was with them on earth. So even though Messiah is not physically present with us to help us, we can still have the same kind of help that Yeshua gave to his disciples when his Spirit is living in us. He's another advocate, just like Yeshua, doing the things for us, just like Yeshua did for his disciples. How cool is that? The giving of the Holy Spirit is permanent. Yeshua said, He will be with you forever. Once we receive the Spirit of God, the Spirit will never leave us or forsake us. We never need to pray like King David did, Lord, don't take your Holy Spirit from me. The Advocate is the Holy Spirit. There are many spirits. This Spirit is holy. He is infinitely holy and pure and different and separate from all other spirits. He is the Holy Spirit. One of the ministries of the Holy Spirit is to make us holy. He removes the unholiness from our lives over a period of time. Theologians call that sanctification. He sets us apart, which is what the word holy means, set apart. He sets us apart from an unholy world. He sets us apart for God and God's purposes. He sets us apart for eternal life. The Advocate is the Holy Spirit. He makes us holy. The Holy Spirit is also the Spirit of truth. I will ask the Father, He will give you another Advocate to help you and be with you forever. The Spirit of truth. The Holy Spirit knows the truth. He knows all truth. He knows everything. He only teaches the truth. He never teaches error. He is never wrong, never mistaken, never lacking in information. How great is that, to have the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, living in you? One of His ministries is to teach us everything we need to know. Yeshua continued, The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. The Holy Spirit teaches the followers of Yeshua all things by influencing our minds and hearts. He teaches us all things. Not every fact that exists, not every bit of information that is available, but everything we need to know to be saved and to have blessed and successful lives. He will teach you all things. The Holy Spirit also reminds us of the words of Yeshua. He will remind you of everything I have said to you. The Holy Spirit reminded the apostles about the words of Yeshua, so that the words of Yeshua were accurately transmitted to us through the apostles in their writings. That means we can trust that the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are the faithful and true and accurate teachings of the Son of God. He will remind you of everything I have said to you. And the Holy Spirit reminds us today of the words of Yeshua and helps us understand them. He helps the words of Yeshua come alive in us. He helps us apply Yeshua's teachings to our lives. He will remind you of everything I have said to you. It's hard, however, for the Holy Spirit to remind Christians and Messianic Jews of everything that Yeshua has said to us and help his words come alive in us so that they can be applied to their lives if we aren't familiar with the words of Yeshua. That means that we need to be reading the teachings of Yeshua, the words of Yeshua, until we are very familiar with them. We need to read and study the books written by Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John until we are familiar with them, so that the Holy Spirit will be able to remind us of the words of Yeshua, help them come alive in us, and help us apply those teachings of Yeshua to our lives. So let me ask you a question. How familiar are you with the words of Yeshua? When was the last time you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John? The average American watches something like 6 or 7 hours of TV or is on the, you know, the internet. It takes about 3 hours to read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. When was the last time you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John? How wonderful this reminding ministry of the Holy Spirit about the words of Yeshua to us. God the Father sends the Holy Spirit in Yeshua's name. Yeshua said, "The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name." This means that the Father will not send his Spirit to those who do not acknowledge the name of Yeshua, which means that they do not acknowledge Yeshua as the risen Messiah and Lord. Those who do acknowledge Yeshua as the risen Messiah and Lord and make a serious commitment to follow him will receive the Holy Spirit, who is sent by the Father in the name of Yeshua. Yeshua previously said that he would ask the Father to send the Spirit to us. Now he said that he would send the Spirit who goes out from the Father. Yeshua continued, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who goes out from the Father, he," the Holy Spirit, "will testify about me. And you also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning. I will send you, the Holy Spirit, from the Father." Let me ask you a question. Can you send the Holy Spirit to someone? Do you know any other human being who could send the Holy Spirit of God to someone else? Who has the authority to send the Spirit of God except God himself? So Yeshua is letting us know that like God the Father, he has the authority to send the Spirit. The only obvious conclusion, Yeshua is divine. He is deity. He is God. Yeshua is not God the Father, but he is God, God the Son. He has the authority to send the Spirit of God because he is God. Another one of the ministries of the Holy Spirit is to testify to us about Yeshua. Yeshua said, He, the Holy Spirit, will testify about me. The Holy Spirit testifies to us about Yeshua. He communicates to us about the reality of Yeshua, that Yeshua is real. He does so by influencing our minds and hearts so that we know Yeshua is the Son of God, the risen Messiah, the Lord and Savior. He will testify about me, influencing our minds and hearts. So, when we read or hear truth about Yeshua, the Holy Spirit helps us to be drawn to that truth, to think about that truth, to understand that truth, to believe that truth, to embrace that truth. That's one of his ministries. He will testify about me. The Holy Spirit testifies to us about Yeshua, and then he helps us testify to the world about Yeshua. Yeshua said, and you also must testify. This was not just a command to the apostles. This is a command for all of us. You also must testify. It's not easy to testify to a world that is satanically controlled and in rebellion against God and under a curse, a world that hates God, a world that hates Yeshua, a world that hates the followers of Yeshua, about the reality of Yeshua. It is not easy to testify to the world about Yeshua. It's not easy to live a life that is Yeshua-centered. It's not easy to be gospel-centered. It's not easy to boldly proclaim the good news about Yeshua the way we should. It's not easy. However, the Holy Spirit helps us do that. He helps us testify about Yeshua. Testifying, witnessing, proclaiming the reality of Yeshua is not optional for us. Yeshua said, you also must testify. Each one of us must testify. And we don't testify just by bringing people to Shema, bringing people to a church and think we have done our duty. Bringing people to Shema, bringing people to a good church is good, but it's not enough. We ourselves must testify. Not occasionally, not every once in a while, not every blue moon or blood moon or any other kind of moon. We must testify all the time, every day. It's our lifestyle. It's who we are. We look for opportunities to testify. We make opportunities happen. We focus on testifying to the reality of Yeshua to a lost and dying world. This is one of our essential duties and responsibilities as followers of Yeshua. When we are walking in the Spirit, close to God, close to Yeshua, filled with the Spirit of Yeshua, we will testify about Yeshua. We will want to testify. We will feel compelled to testify. We won't be able to prevent ourselves from testifying. When we are walking in the Spirit, close to God, close to Yeshua, filled with the Spirit of Yeshua, we will testify about Yeshua. What will the Holy Spirit, living in us, dwelling in us, testify about to the world? Yeshua elaborated. He told us, when he comes, the Holy Spirit, when he comes to live in us, when he comes, he will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because people do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father, where you can see me no longer. And about judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. Yeshua's Spirit living in us proves to the world, proves to people that they are wrong about sin, righteousness, and judgment. Here's how that works. Here's what it looks like. We tell people that Yeshua is the risen Messiah, the Son of God, the Lord, the only Savior of humanity. That people are far from God, alienated from God, estranged from God. That they are sinners in the most desperate need of the salvation that only faith in Yeshua can provide. And that it is wrong not to believe in Yeshua. That it is a sin not to believe in Yeshua. That not believing in Yeshua is not just a sin like any other sin, but it is a terrible sin, a monstrous sin, an unforgivable sin. The Holy Spirit speaking through us proclaims to the world that it is a sin not to believe in Yeshua. Do not be afraid to tell people that it is wrong not to believe in Yeshua, that it is a sin not to believe in Yeshua, that they will die in their sins if they do not believe in Yeshua. They will not like hearing that from you. Tell them anyway. He will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin because people do not believe in me. We also tell people about righteousness because Yeshua went to the Father. So we tell people that Yeshua was the most righteous man who ever lived, that he never sinned, that he lived a perfectly righteous life. And because he never sinned and was perfectly righteous, death could not claim him. Death could not hold him. Yeshua was resurrected. He came back to life. He was raised from the dead. He is alive now. We tell people that this righteous Lord and Savior, who is alive now, ascended to heaven, to the right hand of God the Father, where he is at this very moment, full of honor and power and grace and salvation. We tell them that Yeshua's resurrection and his ascension to heaven are God's declaration to the world that Yeshua is the righteous one, and that the only way for them to become righteous is to believe in Yeshua. The Holy Spirit speaking through us proclaims to the world about righteousness because Yeshua went to the Father. We tell the world about judgment because the prince of this world now stands condemned. We tell people that judgment is real, that judgment is coming, that judgment is certain, that there will be a day of judgment, and that Yeshua will be their judge. We are not afraid to tell people about judgment. We tell them that Yeshua's righteous life and death, which atoned for sin, and his resurrection and ascension assures the condemnation of the dark prince of this world. We tell the world about judgment because the prince of this world now stands condemned. The dark prince of this world is Satan. And he has fallen angels who are with him. Satan and the fallen angels have already been condemned. And every human being who has allied himself with the dark prince of this world will also be condemned, which includes everyone who is not loyal to another prince, Prince Yeshua. Satan and the fallen angels have been condemned and will go to hell. The world has already been condemned and will go to hell. And the only way not to be condemned is to reject the dark prince of this world and become loyal to Prince Yeshua. Do not be afraid or embarrassed to talk about God's judgment, about the day of judgment, about Satan and the demons, that Satan is the prince of this world, that the world has joined the rebellion of the fallen angels against God, that Satan and the fallen angels have already been condemned, that the world has already been condemned to hell, that those people who do not repent and turn to Yeshua will share the destiny of the dark prince and the fallen angels in the lake of fire. People will not want to hear that. Tell them anyway. So if someone asks you, are you telling me that if I don't believe the way you do, if I don't believe in Jesus, that I'm going to hell? I want you to answer, yes, absolutely, and not just you, the whole world has already been condemned and will go to hell. And the only way of not being condemned and going to hell is by knowing who Yeshua is, the righteous and living Lord and Savior, and becoming loyal to Yeshua, and repenting, turning away from your sins, turning to God the Father and Messiah the Son. They won't want to hear it. Say it anyway, because it's the truth. If you want, you can shift the blame to Yeshua. You can quote Yeshua, who said this, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. The Holy Spirit, speaking through us, proclaims to the world about judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned, and all those who are allied with him, fallen angels and rebellious men and women. This is the first month of a new year. Throughout the rest of this year, I am asking you to focus on being filled with the Holy Spirit, walking in the Spirit, living in the Spirit, close to God, close to Yeshua. The Spirit helps us with the same kind of help that Yeshua helped his disciples with. The Spirit will be with us forever. The Spirit teaches us everything we need to know by influencing our minds and hearts. The Spirit reminds us of the words of Yeshua. The Spirit testifies to us about the reality of Yeshua. The Spirit helps us testify about Yeshua to the rest of the world. This year, let's focus on being filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen.